यदा यदा हि धर्मस्य ग्लानिरभवति भारत अभ्युत्थानम् धर्मस्य तदात्मानं सृजाम्यहम्. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Yada yada, whenever and wherever, he certainly, dharmasya of religion, glani discrepancies, bhavanti becomes manifested. Bharata, O descendant of Bharat, Abhyutthanam predominance adharmasya of irreligion, tada at that time atmanam self sujami manifest aham I. Whenever and wherever there is a decline in religious practice, O descendant of Bharat, and a predominant rise of religion, at that time I descend myself. Please repeat after me. Whenever and wherever there is a decline in religious practice, O descendant of Bharat, and a predominant rise of religion, at that time I descend myself. A long purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The word Srijami is significant herein. Srijami cannot be used in the sense of creation because according to the previous verse there is no creation of the Lord's form or body since all of the forms are eternally existent. Therefore, Srijami means that the Lord manifests himself as he is. Although the Lord appears on schedule, namely at the end of the Dwapar Yuga of the 28th millennium of this 7th Manu in one day of Brahma. He has no obligation to such rules and regulations because he is completely free to act in many ways as he will. He therefore appears by his own will whenever there is a predominance of irreligiosity and disappearance of true religion. Principles of religion are laid down in the Vedas, and any discrepancies in the matter of properly executing the rules of the Vedas makes one irreligious. In the Bhagavatam, it is stated that such principles are the laws of the Lord. Only the Lord can manufacture a system of religion. The Vedas are also accepted as original spoken by the Lord himself to Brahma from within his heart. Therefore, the principles of dharma or religion are the direct order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Dharma stu Sakshat Bhagavat Pranitam. These principles are clearly indicated throughout the Bhagavad Gita. The purpose of the Veda is to establish such principles under the order of Supreme Lord. And the Lord directly orders at the end of the Gita that the highest principle of religion is to surrender unto Him only and nothing more. The Vedic principles push one towards complete surrender unto Him. And whenever such principles are disturbed by the demoniac, the Lord appears. From the Bhagavatam, we understand that Lord Buddha is the incarnation of Krishna, who appeared when materialism was rampant and materialists were using the pretext of the authority of the Vedas. Although there are certain restricted rules and regulations regarding animal sacrifices for particular purpose in the Vedas, people of demoniac tendency still took to an animal sacrifice without reference to the Vedic principle. Lord Buddha appeared to stop this nonsense and to establish the Vedic principles of non-violence. Therefore, each and every avatar or incarnation of the Lord has a particular mission, and they are all described in the revealed scriptures. No one should be accepted as avatar unless he is referred to by scriptures. It is not a fact that the Lord appears only on Indian soil. He can manifest himself anywhere and everywhere. And whenever he desires to appear, in each and every incarnation, he speaks as much about religion as can be understood by the particular people under their particular circumstances. But the mission is the same, to lead people to God, consciousness and obedience to the principles of religion. Sometimes he descends personally, and sometimes he descends his bona fide representative in the form of his son or a servant or himself in some disguise form. The principle of Bhagavad Gita were spoken to Arjuna, and for that matter to other highly elevated persons, because he was highly advanced compared to ordinary person in other parts of the world. 2 + 2 = 4 is a mathematical principle that is true both in the beginning of arithmetic class and in the advanced class as well. Still, there are higher and lower mathematics. In all incarnations of the Lord, therefore, the same principles are taught, but they appear to be higher and lower in varied circumstances. The higher principles of religion begins with the acceptance of the four order and the four status of social life, as will be explained later. The whole purpose of the mission of incarnation is to arouse Krishna consciousness everywhere. Such consciousness is manifest and non-manifest only under the different circumstances. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitamena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitamena Bhutale Swayam Rup Kadamahiyam Dadati Swapadantikam Yada Yada Hi Dharmasya Glanirbhavati Bharata Abhyuttanam Dharmasya Tadatmanam Srijamiham. Whenever and wherever there is a decline in religious practice, O descendant of Bharat, and a predominant rise of religion, at that time I descend myself. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinam Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisheshanyavadi Pachata Deshatarine. So this is very famous, important verse, that whenever and wherever the irreligion predominates. In other words, people become atheistic and demoniac. At that time, I discern myself. So, Srila Prabhupada explains the word Srujami. Srujami means to create. Srujami, Lord does not create himself. He ever exists. Srujami means he descend. And his appearance, descending schedule, is also fixed. In Swayambhu Manvantar, Vaivaswat Manu, and 28th Chaturyugi, and Dwapar and Kali, Sandhya, Lord Krishna appears on this planet. So that is his schedule. But he does not have to follow it. He comes to establish a religion. He comes to establish a religion. And he does so by speaking the eternal Vedas, eternal knowledge to Lord Brahma. Tene ruda yayadikavaye muhyanti yat surayaha. Krishna imparts Vedic knowledge in the heart of Lord Brahma. Bhagava dharma astu sakshad bhagavat pranitam. The laws of religion are enunciated by Krishna himself, no one else. So, we have to understand that religion is not something that is created. It is eternal religion, Sanatana Dharma. Sanatana Dharma means Sanatana soul, Sanatana God, Sanatana Dharma. Sanatana Dharma means the Dharma of living entity is to serve Krishna. That's the Dharma, Sanatana Dharma. Living entity cannot remain without serving, because it is eternal Dharma of living entity. Only question is whom to serve, Krishna or Maya. So, this is Dharma. Dharma of spirit soul is to serve Krishna. So, people in general, they get deviated from this principle of serving Krishna, become atheistic and demoniac. So again, putting religious principle back into human beings and to put an end to irreligiosity, Krishna appears. So, Krishna has several reasons to appear. Queen Kunti is saying that when this earth planet becomes overburdened by demons, at that time you come to relieve the Mother Earth from this burden of atheistic class of kings, demoniac kings. Then she gives a reason that Malaya Chandanam Yasya, that Rushni dynasty and Bose dynasty. Sorry, Bose nahi. Husni dynasty and other dynasties who are devotees in that dynasty. So you come in those dynasty to glorify your devotees. They are all your devotees. You come to glorify them by taking birth in this dynasty. The whole dynasty becomes glorious. Just like Malaya Hill, there is a chandan grows, big, big trees of sandalwood. So because the sandalwood grows in Malaya Hill, the value of Malaya Hill, glories of Malaya Hills increases. So same thing, you Krishna appeared in this dynasty, in Yadu dynasty, Vrishni dynasty, you appeared to glorify this dynasty, to increase the value of this dynasty. Then Kunti goes on to say that you appeared on earth planet to relieve the burden of earth. Just like when a boat is overburdened in a sea, it sunk. So, same way, you appeared on the earth planet because the earth planet is overburdened by demons. So to relieve that burden, you appeared. Some say you appeared because you want to re-establish your transcendental loving devotional service. Krishyamananam, Kunti says that adharma, karma, and adharma, to relieve people in general from karma and adharma, you appear. Because they are suffering in this material world. So you appeared to establish your devotional service, such as Sravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam. You appear to establish bhakti cult. Some say you appear because Mother Devaki and Vasudev prayed for you, because they were in jail, and even previous birth, they were Prushni Garbha and Sutapa, and they prayed, and you agreed to become their son. So you appeared. Many, many reasons Queen Kunti is giving. The main chief reason is that Krishna wants to protect his devotees, protect religion, establish religion, to give love to his devotees. That's the main reason, to give love to his devotees. So he cannot give love to his devotees by being in Golok and sending one incarnation. He has to personally come. Because incarnation cannot relate to the human devotees. But he is human-like. And he enjoys being equal to his devotees. He enacted sporting pastimes with his young boyfriends. So, Krishna has many reasons to appear, but main reason we can see is that he wants to give pleasure to his devotees, and for that reason he appears. He can establish religious principle by sending some devotee like Prabhupada, or he can send some incarnation to execute particular task. But all these things cannot give pleasure to his devotees. He has to personally come. Just like there was Akbar and his minister Birbal. So Akbar was Muslim and he's asking Hindu minister Birbal that, see, our Allah does not come on earth planet and he doesn't run around like this. But your Krishna, he advent and then he does so much work for his devotees here, especially Pandavas. But our Allah doesn't do this. What kind of God you have? So Birbal says, I'll tell you in few days. So Akbar was ruling from Delhi, and Delhi Red Fort is right on the bank of Jamuna. Jamuna was those days flowing from this Red Killa. So Akbar, he made a beautiful statue of his newly born son. And then he trained Aya, one of the servant, lady servant, who takes care of this son, to put this statue, put his garment, and when we walk along Jamuna on the top of the Red Fort, please bring this statue to me. So sure enough, they both were walking. They had soldiers with them, and they were walking, and this maid servant brought that statue of his son, who was very young, 6 month, 1 year old son. So Akbar saw that, and all of a sudden he saw that my son's voice is carrying up here. All of a sudden, Birbal, he took that statue, son, who exactly looked like his son. He threw it into the river. And immediately Akbar jumped into the river to save his son. So when he came out with statue. And Birbal says, why did you jump into the river? We were there, you could have asked us. Your soldiers are with you. You could have asked them to rescue your son. Why personally you have to do it? He says, my son, my son, my son. Personally he did that. So he says, see, this is why our Krishna comes to the earth planet, to give pleasure to his devotee, to save his devotee, to increase love between himself and devotees. So he could understand. So Krishna's appearance and disappearance are transcendental. Janma karma cha me divyam evam yo vetti tattvatah tyaktva deham punarjanma naiti mameti so Arjuna. His janma and karma is totally transcendental. Krishna's appearance and disappearance is also similarly transcendental. He was sitting in Pindarak Kshetra, Balka Kshetra, near Somnath. And hunter threw arrow at him and poked through his feet, not legs or thigh, through his feet. So, if arrow is thrown at our feet, we will not die. How Supreme Personality of Godhead would die? So, this is just a nimitta, just one of the way he wanted to disappear. People think that he was killed by arrow. He wasn't. But he wanted to disappear. And his disappearance is Svatanum in Bhagavatam, 12th canto, 11:31-6. It is stated that Krishna went back to home, back to Godhead, with his own transcendental body, without burning and without producing the fire which can burn this body, his body. He didn't perform yoga to create that fire. He disappeared, just like there is a place in Gita Mandir in Somnath from where Krishna disappeared. So that there is a disappear ascending and descending. So he ascend with his own body, just like helicopter can ascend. So Krishna, with his own body and him, no difference, he went to the Swarga Loka. And all the inhabitants of Swarga, demigods, they greet him by decorating Swarga roads and with trumpets and bugles. They greet him, garland. So if he was not going back to home, back to Godhead with his own body, his body and soul is no difference. So how can they greet him, the demigods? Also stated that all Yadu ones' wives, they took their husband's dead body on their lap and entered into funeral fire. But there is no mention of Krishna's queen took his body and entered into fire. So Krishna's birth and death are transcendental, inconceivable. It is very intricate. So Krishna is not an ordinary human being like us. He is a Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he appears for all this reason that we discuss. So yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata bhyutanam dharmasya tadatmanam sujamiham. Whenever and wherever there is a decline in religious practice, O descendant of Bharat and predominant rise of religion, at that time I descend myself. So this is the verse today. Thank you very much. Any question? Anybody has any question?
Today we see that there are many people who present themselves like avatar.
Many people?
Who present themselves like avatars.
Who present?
Present themselves as
Avatar, yes.
Yes. So can you give us maybe some kind of, when we come in contact with people who are following the kind of avatar, how we can give some, if you have some reference that we can give them so they can check more deeply if the true avatar or not?
Well, all incarnations, when they will come, are described in Bhagavatam. So we have to only accept incarnations which are authorized by scriptures, sadhus and gurus. These three are pramanas. Pramana means evidence. So all three has to say, yes, this is incarnation. Sadhus, saintly people, guru, and scriptures. The Kalki is going to come. That is described. Kalki is yet to come. And his father, mother, and place of appearance, what he will do, is also described. So like that, we have to see through the eyes of Shastra, scriptures, guru, spiritual master, sadhu, saintly people. So all three has to agree that yes, this is incarnation. Then we can understand properly. But not self-made incarnation or self-manifested or people are saying his incarnation. Not like that. We have to accept through the Shastra, Sadhu and Guru's authority. Otherwise, it is bogus. Yes. Here.
Hare Krishna. Thank you. So the purpose that it mentioned that sometimes Krishna descends himself personally. Sometimes he sends his representatives as his son. And sometimes he disguises himself in disguise form.
Lord Chaitanya.
So, yes. So regarding his representatives, you mentioned that now just you referred to Bhagavatam that is... It is mentioned in the Bhagavatam how, where, how. What about his representatives? They are also mentioned like that as avatar themselves?
What did you say last?
Representatives. His
representatives. Yes, representative.
Are they also announced in advance in the Shastra?
Yes, they are also announced. But...
So we can check it up. For example, like one of that was Jesus, right? One of that was Muhammad.
Muhammad.
Will Prabhupada. Be in the Kali Yuga, Prabhupada also, right? In the Chaitanya Mangala?
Yes.
Is there mention that in this Kali Yuga, which will last for 400,000 plus, is there some mentioning that other empowered personality, his representative will be manifest? Because Jesus, Muhammad, Prabhupada, in a very short span of time, right?
Yes.
Within 1,000 years.
Apart.
Yeah, there are all three of them.
Yes.
In one, is there any reference to that? That some.
Not that I know of, but they will, if they are, then they will be confirming to Shastra, Sadhu and Guru. All sadhus will accept him that he is Sakti Avishautar and scriptures and gurus, sadhu, all will confirm. Just like in Prabhupada's case, sadhus of Vrindavan, all of them, they confirm that this is Sakti Avishautar. So it will be confirmed. We have to take it through the authority of sadhus, gurus, scriptures. Not they have to be. They have to prove also, not that some sect and head of that sect becomes Saktyavisota. It will be very obvious. Like Prabhupada is obvious. He established religion all over the world. Like that.
When we're referring to Shastra, in case of Prabhupada, it is mentioned in Chaitanya Mangala, right? Which is like, it's not from Veda Vyas.
No.
It's quite recent, right?
Recent.
Yeah. Is that if some of Shaktavatesh avatar appears in the future, that will appear, that also Shastra which will appear also to prove his existence? Because also in the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it was in the Bhagavatam, it's different.
Chaitanya Charitamrita.
So it's also a possibility that Shastra which will prove that existence also manifests later? As Chaitanya Mangala was manifested later, not in the time of Vyasadeva, right?
But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's incarnation is mentioned in Vedas. So many Pramar. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is mentioned.
Yes, but Prabhupada is not.
Prabhupada, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and even Lord Chaitanya, he predicted Prabhupada that there will be one devotee who will spread Nagaradigram, Sarvatra Prachar Hoi Vimarana. He will do this. There is a famous incident about that. There was one Gaudiya Vaishnav Kathakar, I think he is devotee or disciple of Bhakti Siddhanta. He was giving lecture in a temple so in the steps Prabhupada was sitting and doing his japa, and he was also hearing that soon there will be. And Prabhupada was young that time. How young, I don't know, but he hadn't manifested ISKCON that time. Maybe working. So this person was giving lecture that how it will happen. Nagaradigram Sarvatra Prachar Hoi Bimura Nam. So Prabhupada, he was coming down. And Prabhupada sitting on the step.
And then Prabhupada
says
there will be one person.
Yes. There will be one rascal who will do this, he said. Prabhupada said that there will be one rascal who will do this. And then one, two step he came down, and then he said, but not you. You will not be the one. Rascal will be the one. Prabhupada says, I will do. Like that, it becomes obvious that somebody is not a cheater and somebody is genuine devotee and genuine preacher of religious principles we have seen. It can be seen. Yeah, that's also Prabhupada. I think Prabhupada says that to his devotee maybe. Prabhupada says that I was in Golok Vrindavan. I didn't want to come here. But he says that you go. I have made all arrangements for you. And everything will work out. You go. And you write the books. So that's how Prabhupada came down. Like that. So it will manifest. It will be obvious that somebody is not cheater. He is establishing true religious principle, and the sadhus are recognizing him gurus are recognizing him as he is. So like that we have to take it. So thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Grantra Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki Srila Prabhupada ki Sisi Pancha Tattva ki Apsa Vaishnava Bhakta Vrinda ki Gaur Premanandi.